This is Ozarks at Large, the reality of our mortality and the specter of our own burial or cremation can be humbling or even frightening. This Halloween season, an Ozarks woman is staging a six-day festival in Fayetteville to celebrate sustainable death practices. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich went to a graveyard to find her.
A chill, drizzly fog envelops a historic cemetery this morning where an elderly fellow quietly repairs collapsed graves. Vicki Kelly sits in a nearby gazebo watching him, smiling. She's founder and president of the Natural State Burial Association and host of Death Fest, a celebration.
Educating the citizens of Arkansas about their options around green burial, home funeral, and the death positive movement.
By death positive, Kelly means embracing our inevitable undertaking as part of a sustainable lifelong path.
And our message is you can take a body and do it as woodland burial or create a conservation cemetery, which leaves no mark, no trace. You decompose, you become earth, and it doesn't look like a cemetery. It looks like wilderness preservation.
Compared, she says, to being embalmed and hermetically sealed in metal caskets placed in concrete vaults.
Which creates an anaerobic environment in which the body simply putrefies or melts into a sludge, which is known in the industry as coffin liquor.
And cremation is not a solution either, she says, given emissions leave behind your final carbon footprint. Cindy Jones, a civil engineer, places the finishing touches on a wooden coffin she's built at her rural Benton County homestead, a skill she'll share at Death Fest.
One thing I'll do is have some plans available that people can see and see how easy it is to build their own. A person doesn't have to have a lot of tools and a lot of woodworking knowledge. They could be very simple, four-sided boxes.
Your coffin, she says, can be left plain or decorated with personal iconography, and until further notice, the coffin can be repurposed as a coffee table, chest for bedding, or as Cindy Jones illustrates, stood on end and filled with shelves for a nifty bookcase.
They will just rest on these pegs and be taken out when it's needed to be used for a coffin.
And this white pine coffin could be yours, a raffle item at Death Fest. Scheduled workshop facilitator Reverend Jan Honeycutt-Leitner, a death and dying expert, says this festival will illuminate our deepest fears.
What I know is that everybody will have a physical, mental, emotional, social, and spiritual event as they are dying. We are through our whole life, we're dying while we're living, and then we walk over this imaginary line, and now we're living while we're dying. There's more dying going on than living.
And mindfully preparing, she says, eases conversation and connections with loved ones and family far in advance of the big event. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
A program of the event scheduled for Death Fest can be unearthed at deathfest.info. That story is produced in collaboration with Arkansas Public Media, a statewide reporting project supported by public radio stations in Arkansas, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners. You can find out more at the Arkansas Public Media Facebook page.